शङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
Chant verses 10 to 14, chapter 13.
Asaktirana Vishwangaha, Asaktirana Vishwangaha, Putradara Vihavishu, Putradara Vihavishu, Nityam Cha Samachittatvam,
Nityam Cha Samachittatvam,
Ishtanishtopapattishu,
Ishtanishtopapattishu,
Asaktirana Vishwangaha, Putradara Vihavishu, Nityam Cha Samachittatvam, इष्टानिष्टोपपत्तिषु मयि चानन्ययोगेन मयि चानन्ययोगेन भक्तिरव्यविचारिणी
भक्तिरव्यविचारिणी
विविक्तदेशसेवित्वं
विविक्तदेशसेवित्वं
हरतिर्जनसंशदि हरतिर्जनसंशदि मयि चानन्ययोगेन भक्तिरव्यविचारिणी विविक्तदेशसेवित्वं हरतिर्जनसंशदि अध्यात्मज्ञाननित्यत्वं
अध्यात्मज्ञाननित्यत्वं
तत्त्वज्ञानार्थदर्शनं
तत्त्वज्ञानार्थदर्शनं
एतज्ज्ञानमिति प्रोक्तम् अज्ञानं यदशून्यता अज्ञानं यदशून्यता अध्यात्मज्ञाननित्यत्वं तत्त्वज्ञानार्थदर्शनम् एतज्ज्ञानमिति प्रोक्तम् अज्ञानं यदशून्यता ज्ञेयं यत्प्रवक्ष्यामि प्रवक्ष्यामि यज्ञात्वामृतमश्नुते यज्ञात्वामृतमश्नुते अनादिमः परं ब्रह्म अनादिमः परं ब्रह्म न सत्तन्नासदुच्यते न सत्तन्नासदुच्यते ज्ञेयं यत्प्रवक्ष्यामि यज्ञात्वामृतमश्नुते अनादिमः परं ब्रह्म न सत्तन्नासदुच्यते सर्वतपाणि पादन्तः सर्वतपाणि पादन्तः सर्वतो शिशिरोमुखं सर्वतो शिशिरोमुखं सर्वतश्रुतिमल्लोके सर्वतश्रुतिमल्लोके सर्वमावृत्य तिष्ठति सर्वमावृत्य तिष्ठति सर्वतपाणि पादन्तः सर्वतो शिशिरोमुखं सर्वतश्रुतिमल्लोके सर्वमावृत्य तिष्ठति।
Chapter Arjuna asked Shri Krishna few questions. He says, what is Purusha? What is Prakriti? Purusha, Prakriti, also what is Kshetra? What is Kshetrajna? The field and the knower of the field. And then what is knowledge? Jnanam, Jnayam. What is to be known? What is knowledge and what is to be known? These I wish to learn, O Keshava. So, the 13th chapter is entitled as Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Vibhaga, Yoga. The yoga distinction between the field and the knower of the field. Like I mentioned to you from chapter 13, the emphasis is more on jnana. In the beginning, first 6 chapters, the emphasis is on karma, action. The middle 6, the emphasis is on bhakti. Now from 13 to 18, the emphasis is on jnana. Strictly speaking, 13 to 15, jnana. 16, 17, qualification to gain the jnana. 18, the benefit of jnana is ultimate moksha. So the total emphasis is on jnana. Remember this, ultimately what liberates you is But what prepares you to gain that jnanam is karma and bhakti. So with this preparation of karma and bhakti, you gain the jnanam, and jnanam liberates you. And liberation is of two steps. Ultimate liberation is self-realization, moksha. Immediate liberation is what? That should be our main goal at the moment, not self-realization. Immediate liberation is, the world should not affect me. The affectation that I get from the world should reduce. You understand? Today, whenever I get affected, I've fallen like a lead plate. Take a long time to bounce back. But at least I should develop this ability to jump back, get back like a lead plate. Like a rubber ball, not like a lead plate. So that liberation, meaning you know it is hot and you don't lean on it. See, now summer has started here. If you go and stand in the bus station, I have this steel things nowadays in the bus station, no? Steel pillars. It will be hot during summer, obviously. Supposing you go and lean on the bus station while you are waiting for the bus, and you get your back burnt, and then your husband or wife, they are telling you, oh, you got this burnt today, you got burnt because your star is not blue. What is star got to do? You are leaning on the pillar. You understand this is summer, this is steel pillar, it will be hot, and you keep a little distance. This knowledge will help you in that sense. And that is why we say you must gain this knowledge in the Atma Bodha. He gives two examples. He gives a lot of examples. Atma Bodha is full of examples. Two examples in this context, I am trying to bring it in this context here from Atma Bodha. One example is, even before the sun rises in the morning, the dawn around 5:30, 5:15, the dawn is good enough for you to walk around without any light. Similarly, even before you realize the self, even little knowledge you gain from this Gita is enough to handle your life. For example, we have studied before, guna guneshu vartante iti matvana sachate. Every being is made up of a guna, three gunas. And a mixture of these three gunas is each being. And each one of us, some of us are sattva predominant, some of us are rajas predominant, some of us are tamas predominant. So when you relate with people, if you have understood this, then you will, when you see them, you will assess them with the data you have got as to what category they belong to. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. What category you belong to, what category others belong to, how do you deal with them according to their guna. And your expectation from a person who is predominantly with certain guna, you understand that he or she, in spite of that person trying their best, may not change overnight. It will take a long time. So what happens is, now come back to the pillar example. That pillar is there, you don't lean, you don't attach yourself, so no suffering. Like in Telugu, there's a saying, they say, Yedika tolu techi edadi udikite nalpu nalpu dara telupu randira, means, Yedika means a rat. If you bring the skin of a rat, what is the color of the skin of the rat? Black. You bring the skin of a rat and 1 year you wash with all the detergent that they advertise. Right. 1 year, the best of washing machines. After 1 year, if you see, what color it will be?
Black.
Edadi udikete nalpu nalpu dara telupu radara. It will be black only, it will never become white. Telupu radara means it won't become white. So in other words, if you are not putting in effort, you will be going in the direction of your gunas only. And majority are not putting in that effort. They are going in the direction of the gunas. So, at least you will be developing that detachment from within. So you won't get affected. See, that should be my relative goal, isn't it? At least I should develop to some extent where the world doesn't affect me. What is the nature of the world? Constantly changing, isn't it? Something that is constantly changing, it's in a constant flux of change. I must develop my mind in such a way that the constant flux of change does not disturb me. And secondly, I must understand the world is not designed to get to one individual's likes and dislikes. So therefore, I must develop the ability to be strong and balanced in spite of my likes not being met. Are you with me? Therefore, my relative goal should be to be free from the affectation. I don't give the strength to the world. World means the objects and beings of the world to affect me. The privilege will remain with me. I will not give it to anybody else. Are you with me? This should be my idea. Now, if I want to get that, like in Atmabodha he says, even the dawn is enough to handle. Little bit of knowledge, if you digest it from the Gita, is enough. But what is important is digesting. Not going through, but digesting. Another example he gives is, when a person is lost in the desert, how does he find his way back to the city? He sees which direction the sun rises. He knows that it is east. Then he fixes all other directions. North, west, south, northeast, southeast, all that. So similarly, even whether you realize the self or not, at least this much you understand, that you are not this body, you are not this mind, you are not this intellect, you are the Atma. You have still not become one with Atma. But at least detachment with reference to body, mind, intellect, relatively has come. That itself will give clarity in your life and relationships, so that you will be able to deal with them better. So, if you gain this knowledge of Kshetra, Kshetrajna, what is the difference between Kshetra and what is the Kshetrajna, what is Purusha, what is matter, all this knowledge when it is digested, you know there is one Kshetrajna playing about in various Kshetras. We will discuss that. Kshetrajnam Chatimam Vidhi Sarva Kshetreshu Bharatayas. So what happens is, all are only Kshetras. I am playing in different Kshetras. They were playing on the Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra means what? Karma Bhumi. What is your Kurukshetra? The physical body of a human body is Karma Bhumi. Why? Because it's only in this human body you can gather karma. It is only in the human body you can exhaust karma. Remember this. That is why you got to understand that you have to use this human body with this knowledge to exhaust karma. That learning of that science becomes important having born as a human being, because only human being has the potential to do that. Nobody else. Animals don't incur sin. Not they incur punya. But human beings do. Human beings alone can exhaust all the punya and pap and liberate and attain moksha. Animals cannot. So firstly we got to understand the value of this Janma. Do you all know the poet Mahakavi Bharati, Subramanya Bharati? You heard of him? Nobody's heard of him. There's a road on his name, and most of you know the road. You can tell him that. But you may not know the name of the road. Mahakavi Subramanya Bharati is one poet from South India, Tamil Nadu. Khan Market Road. You are having your business there. So, Subramanya Bharati Road is the Khan Market Road. Okay. So, we are giving names to these roads to the honor of all those people, but we don't remember many of them. Anyway, Subramanya Bharati, also fought for Indian freedom and women liberation those days. And in one of the poems he says, Nalladur Veenai Seidhu Adai Nalam Keda Purudil Erivadundo Solladi Shiva Shakti Enai Sudar Vidum Arivudan Padayudu Vittar. That's what he says in Tamil. What it means is, you made a beautiful Veena and then you have thrown it in the gutter. What is the use? So a beautiful Veena that is referring to is this human body. In Veena, you should know where to press, no? To play nicely. You don't know, jarring sound will come. But if you know, melody will come out. Similarly, in our body, we only know these five points. The five senses. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue and skin. But there are chakras. There are different aspects of human personality. There is this buddhi. If you know how to press there, your life would be completely different. Your experiences will be different. You can be free. But what are you doing? You are constantly only pressing those five buttons in different combinations. It is as good as throwing into the gutter. So you have not even understood the value of this birth. So he says, having understood that value, now you start learning where to press. Isn't it? For that you need devotion. With the devotion, when you approach this knowledge, over a period of time will help you. Then what happens? All becomes kshetra. You are the kshetra entering and playing. So he told Arjuna, don't think it is a war. It is a field you are entering in. Go and play. Today we enter into sports field as if we are entering into war. Whole Australian series in the media, it was reported about the fight that they were having. The Australian team and the Indian team. Isn't it? That was the main thing that they were discussing most of the time. Australian media, Indian media, is fighting, fighting. Sri Krishna is saying, even the battlefield you go and play. Means what? You will be playing there. If you understand this knowledge, it will become a game. If you do not know this knowledge, even sports will become war. If you know this game, even life will become a sport. So, he talked about various fields. Everything, he gave you 31 aspects, but there are much more. Everything other than Kshetrajna is field. Body, intellect, mind, everything is a field in which the Kshetrajna plays. And then he starts talking about what is knowledge. After knowledge, he talks about what is to be known. And after that, he goes to Purusha and Prakriti. When he talks about knowledge, he gives qualities. 20 qualities of a jnani. 20 doesn't mean only 20 qualities jnani has. A list. These are 20 qualities which starts from verse number 8. We have done verse number 8 and 9. He says these qualities if you have, you have jnana. He doesn't say you have jnana if you are able to repeat the verse, memorize and then repeat it backwards and forwards. Or if you are connecting weekly classes, he doesn't talk about all those things. First thing he says, Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Ahimsa, Shantin Arjavam, Acharya Upasanam, Shaucham, Tairyam, Atma Vinigraha. So many qualities. So in verse number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 qualities we saw. Self-control and all that. In other words, to the extent you have these qualities, to that extent you have knowledge. What is knowledge? Clarity. Please understand. Your life is determined by your choices. Once you have chosen, you don't have choice. You have to face the consequence. But you have a choice till you choose it. So you need to be wise to be able to choose correctly. Isn't it? So you need clarity. What is preventing your clarity today? What is preventing your clarity today?
Ego. Ego.
Ego, attachment.
Involvement.
Association with the body.
The
word. Preconceived notions. Preconceived ideas that you've got. Isn't it? You're not able to think correctly because you have certain preconceived ideas. So all these things, the sense weakness, the desires of the mind, the vasanas, all these are preventing you from thinking correctly. So you need to take control of your life. So therefore self-control, he says, is knowledge. See, Atma Vinigraha is the ninth quality in verse number 8, last one, isn't it? He starts from humility and then he comes to Atma Vinigraha. Atma Vinigraha means control of the self. Now, he is going to say all this is knowledge later on. He asked Arjuna, what is knowledge? What is jnana? He said Atma Vinigraha is jnana. Because we think if I read books and gain information, I become knowledgeable. He said, no, 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 that is not knowledge. With information, even little if you have collected, with that if you can bring yourself into self-control, then you are knowledgeable. Why? Because your senses are not coming in between. Then the Atma from within shines forth nicely. You have clarity. You are able to clearly see, this is the danger. In the 18th chapter, he is going to talk about this. He is going to say that what starts off as nectar, like for example, sense contact. The enjoyment born contact, the contact born enjoyment is nectarine in the beginning, poisonous in the end. Isn't it? When you contact the sense object, you get certain pleasure. Those pleasures appear as nectar. It comes in the garb of nectar. But what is it? It is actually poison. Similarly, that which begins as true happiness, he says, will begin as poison in the beginning and nectar in the end. Now what happens when the moment you see the sense object, what happens to you? You must remember this, which I keep quoting till you get fed up. The sight of a foolish heart in flames will long for pineapples in flames. The moment I come in contact with my senses, sense objects, what happens? My mind is taken over. And therefore I cannot think correctly. So therefore, if you really want to have that clarity, you must practice Atma Vinigraha. Now where is any education institute which is focusing on Atma Vinigraha? You tell me. You understand? See, the most important, what is the purpose of education? Anybody? Few purposes of education, can you tell?
Education as normal.
Normal education. Why do you have to send your children to school?
Knowledge.
Why did you have to go to school?
Knowledge, communication. Communication.
Communication.
Knowledge.
What knowledge?
Knowledge to be aware. Work in the world. To, you know, the practical knowledge.
Read,
write, math. But not wisdom, you have to learn yourself.
Self-control, self-esteem, self-sufficiency, self-confidence, clarity, self-awareness, and then social awareness, how to relate in a society. All these things are essential aspects of education. One of the aspects is gaining intelligence of the world. Are you with me? The objects and the beings, so that to make a living. That is only a very small aspect. Are you with me? If you are extremely intelligent in that area, but you lack self-confidence, what will happen? That's what I'm saying. To be able to, I've not finished the list, just named few. The ability to contribute and be independent of the what the world offers to you. A very important knowledge. How many people are suffering in the world today because they lack this knowledge? Isn't it? When it comes to the intelligence in their field, in their business, they are too good. But in their personal life, they are facing a lot of problems. So they are not able to be comfortable. Why are people driven to suicidal tendency? Like Desdemona is asking, am I the name, Iago? Am I the name? And Othello is poisoned by Iago. Othello's mind is so much poisoned. He is using abusive language to Desdemona. And Desdemona is a very pure person, subtle person. She can't talk like that. So she can't even repeat what Othello said. So she is so affected by that. She is asking Iago, am I that name? Am I that name? So have you got that self protection to be able to not be affected by what the world offers? This is one of the most major points of education, isn't it? We are so brittle otherwise. Small little things people say can throw you out of balance for days together, isn't it? So what I am trying to tell you is, what is real knowledge? You do not have self-control, you do not have knowledge. You do not have clarity. A person with no self-control lacks knowledge. We are only giving importance to that one particular aspect, intelligence, which will help you in living. Not in life. So all this is part of education. Isn't it? People suffer from complex, say the superiority or inferiority. So when it comes to social interactions, they are not able to. So overall aspect, when it covers, then you come out as an educated person. Isn't it? So that's what I think. Knowledge, when he's talking about knowledge, he's talking about humility, that open-mindedness to be able to learn, because how much ever you learn, you know that you cannot know everything. So that humility is also knowledge. Then not pretending, being who you are, drawing that strength in being yourself rather than putting a mask to appease somebody. That is another ability, to stay on your feet. Isn't it? So these are, what is Arjuna asking, what is knowledge? He's saying all this is knowledge. So in 9 he says dispassion towards sense objects, and also absence of egoism, perception of pain, evil of birth, disease, old age and death, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha and darshana. Darshana means perception, seeing from a distance, understanding life is this. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, meaning change is that which is constant. continuously changing. So you must stand apart and watch the change so that the change doesn't affect you. That is knowledge. Next verse.
Asaktirana viswangaha putradara grihadishu nityam cha samachittatvam ishtanishtopapattishu asaktirana viswangaha putradara grihadishu nityam cha samachittatvam ishtanishtopapattishu
asakti. Non-attachment. The outcome of this knowledge is you understand that it is a passing, fleeting, temporary thing, this whole world. Therefore, I will not be attached. Just now I gave a brief on that. I know the nature of the steel pillar. Why will I go and lean on it? I know it's a temporary chair. Why will I sit on it? If I sit on it, the fault lies in me, isn't it? Why should I sit on it? I should be ready. Any day it can be taken away from me. Now, if I expect that it will be taken away this day, then I am a pessimist. But I am prepared for it to be taken away, then I am a philosopher. So the non-attachment comes the moment you understand the nature of the world and the nature of the self. Then you will not be attached to the world. You will only be identified with the Atma. Your only relationship is with the Atma. No other relationship. It's permanent. It's all temporary. Now the problem is we put all our eggs in that basket of temporary relationships. And when it is taken away, we suffer. Then we say, I did 3 times puja, but God did not help me. God gave you the buddhi to gain the knowledge and be detached. How many elections we have seen? And people coming to victory with such majority, and next election they become zero. So this ups and downs goes in life. Why you want to get attached to it? You gain this knowledge, then you will not be attached. You remember that story that a kingdom had a strange custom where they chose a person as their king for 5 years only. 5 years he'll be the ruler. 5th year, when he ends 5th year, they have a river in the kingdom. The other side of the river is jungle. He'll be taken to the other side, left there. Some wild animal will eat him. Human will be dead. They had a strange custom. Everybody who came, who became the king, they were throwing parties, enjoying their life. And 2nd year the parties will come down, 3rd year it will come down much more, much less, much less. Last day no party. They are so miserable and they are taken in the boat and left there. Almost only the corpse was left there. But one young fellow, when he became the king, his party was increasing day by day. Last day, maximum party. So people thought he's gone mad. So, anyway, the fellow has gone mad. They probably doesn't know what is he's going to face the other side. While he was on the boat, he struck a conversation with this, the ferryman. He said, how much do you get to ferry this boat from this side? He said, some 10,000 rupees. If I pay you 20,000, will you operate from the other side? He asked. I will operate, but do you know what is on the other side? He said, you don't worry about that. Will you take the job? He said, yes, I will take the job. Then he said, the day I took over, I started sending people, the best of engineers, and converted the jungle into best of city. Now I'm a permanent king there. This is only temporary. You must understand that. It's a beautiful story. What is that story trying to tell you? It's not telling you do not have party here. The king is having party every day. But deep inside, he's working on the other side. It appears as if he's put all his eggs on this basket. The beautiful verse in the third chapter of the Gita, verse 26. He says, a wise man should act in this world just like an unwise person will act, but with detachment. Unwise person is lost in the world. Isn't it? You go to watch a cricket match, obviously you may be supporting a particular team, your country or your local team. You will be supporting, but if you see those supporters who are lacking this kind of knowledge, they will be extremely dejected when their team loses. Isn't it? You also will be saying, come on, this, that, you will also be, but you know, match is over, come back and sleep peacefully. That is the difference. Padma Patra Ivambasa. Remember this construction. Padma Patra Ivambasa means like a lotus leaf in water. It is born in water, lives in water, dies in water, but has nothing to do with water. We studied this in 5th chapter, 10th verse. This is for your reference. So, that ability to be a witness, to be non-attached, that is knowledge. Then, non-infatuation to putra, dara, griha. Putra means son. Dara means spouse, wife. And then, griha, home. Basically what he is saying is, anything that you are wedded to and the outcome or the product of that wedding. When you are wedded, you bring forth children. So that way, if you are wedded in the family, there are certain products that come out of that wedding. To all that you are contacting, you are relating, and the effects of those relationships, you should be non-infatuated. There should be no possessiveness. In fact, the non-possessiveness is real enjoyment. Why you don't enjoy? You don't enjoy because you are possessive about it. If you learn to be non-possessive, you enjoy. The moment possessiveness comes, you don't enjoy. Before you buy the car, before you take possession of the car from the showroom, if you see a small dent in it, you are not affected. Because you have still not taken the possession of the car. You take possession, you come out, and if you see a small dent, you are finished. The possessiveness. So the, you know, son, home, wife, all the business, there is a possessiveness, there is an infatuation. Like that poem, Andrew Del Sarto. Andrew Del Sarto was a, some of you are good painters, no? Like, literally, do you know Andrew Del Sarto? Andrew Del Sarto, have you heard the name? Have you heard the name Michelangelo? Raphael? Andrew Del Sarto is a better painter than all this. But it's not known. There's a beautiful poem by Robert Browning. It's there in the Select English Poems book by Swamiji. It's called Andrew Del Sarto. Within bracket, he calls him as faultless painter. Faultless painter. But he is infatuated to his wife Lucretia. Because of his infatuation to his wife Lucretia, he is not known, he perishes. Infatuation. If you read that poem, Andrew Del Sarto, it is Lucretia Sahasranama. Constantly saying, Lucretia, she is so fed up of her. She is not interested in him because he is so attached to her. And she looks through the window and then he has lost her. And suddenly, after some time, she looks at him. He gets excited because she is looking at him again. She says, I see you look at me. Does it bring your heart? Because he knows her heart is not here. So, he is so infatuated that he is not known. In the poem, Andrew Del Sarto says, I know Raphael has made a mistake in this painting here, I can easily correct it. He's telling about Raphael. He's such talented, but because of his infatuation, he's finished. So, infatuation to all this. How do you get over this infatuation? How do you get over any infatuation? How will you get out of infatuation? How will you get out of your non, your possessiveness? Questioning.
Question.
You say, my son, you are so infatuated, no? Children, husband, wife, home, family, you are infatuated. Question. What is in this son is mine. What in this daughter is mine. What am I claiming it as mine? There is this poem by Khalil Gibran. Prophet. In that, he talks on his children. You don't read that, it's brilliant. He says, your children are born through you, not from you. They are not of you, they are through you. So you question, what is in my son mine? If you say the seed, how did you produce the seed? You could have not produced the seed if you had not eaten what the nature offered you. And in the nature, whatever you got has been contributed by so many people. And you could have not sown the seed if you did not have the urge to produce. You understand? There are so many things like that. When you start probing and questioning, then you say, what is in this is mine? The moment you question, the infatuation goes. How did you get infatuated? Because without questioning, you were sending your thoughts. Dhyayato vishayam pumsaha sangatve shupa dhyayate. 62-63 chapter 2. Infatuation shuru ho gaya. Then, sangha sangayate kamaha. Then you are finished. Slowly you are gone. Down the drain. How? Without questioning, thought goes. So much of thinking. You now got a task. Think. The moment you stop and question.
But there's a responsibility to happen, grow up in the
life. Of course, that is why in the poem, what does he say? They have come through you. You are the facilitator. So you have to provide them whatever they have to be given. And having strengthened them, let them go. You have your life, they have their life.
He gives the example of the tree.
Bow and arrow. Basically, the gist of it is this. They have come through you, so you have an obligation. What obligation? To make them strong and free. Yeah, please read that.
The trees are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life longing for itself. They come through you but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. For life goes on backwards, not tarries with yesterday. Life does not go on backwards, not tarries with yesterday. You are the bow from which your children are living arrows, as living arrows are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that this arrow may go so swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as we love the arrow that flies, so we love also the bow that is stable.
So what is saying here? Give them love. Give them, house their bodies. These are all your responsibilities. Highest responsibility you have is, see, the one thing that everybody is really wanting is freedom. Right? Including you. Come what may, you should not compromise your freedom. Remember this. Gratitude is a great value, but you cannot allow the gratitude to imprison you. Understand? When Kabir sang that song, Doha, Guru Govinda Dono Kade Kaki Lagepa, you is the one who took me to Bhagwan. So therefore I will prostrate to him first. But if the gratitude to Guru binds me, then there's something wrong in that gratitude. The highest freedom. Similarly, your infatuation with your children, you are not really being responsible. You are not setting them free. You are not giving them that freedom. You are not teaching them to be free. And you, by infatuating yourself to them, you are also not free. So it's the greatest injustice that you do to yourself and to your children. Irresponsibility it is actually. If you understand, you will give them thinking, not push your thoughts on them. Give them free thinking. To question everything, come to their own conclusions. So you will be a provider, you will be a facilitator, but you will not be a owner. By becoming an owner, what you don't understand is you not only restrict them, you have restricted yourself. That is the sin. The greatest path is to
become a protector to
them. Protector means what? Provider. See, the child requires certain things to be given. For ultimately to become free, please understand. In the poem Village Preacher, Oliver Goldsmith beautifully talks about it. First, when you see, you know, when the birds lay the eggs in the nest, after the eggs are hatched, the small ones are inside the nest. The mother bird brings the food, goes into the nest and provides food to the young ones. Then slowly when they grow, it stands outside on the branch. The young ones have to come out of the nest and take the food. Then slowly it goes and stands at the tip of the branch. They have to take a few steps on the branch and come to the edge. Then finally, it stays in air and feeds. Then it says, now you go and find your food. What are the teaching them freedom? Ultimate course of life is freedom. Not bondage. Believe me. The relationships. Why do we get into a relationship? Not to be bound. To help each other to reach that freedom. That is the point. When I understand that the fundamental reason for a marriage itself is the need to be independent. Remember this. At the moment I need that crutch to become independent. Are you with me? So the ultimate thing that anybody really wants is freedom. But when we don't understand this, then what happens? In the name of relationship, we bind each other. That's why people hate them. Why did I even get into this relationship? I want to get out, get out. Because the position that starts, then you start becoming a product, a property in somebody's hands. You do not want to be in such a relationship. So if you go to the probe, if you go and probe, question, that is why we say study. Study does not mean again get back to the same thing and then mechanically read through. Sit and question. So he says infatuation. How do I get out of this infatuation? So you ask yourself then, how did I get into the infatuation? I got into the infatuation by not thinking, by not questioning. Isn't it? If I question, I will not got infatuated. In the Bhajagovindam text, he says, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam, Bhajagodamate, Samprate, Sandhite Kale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Nukrinkane. These worldly things will not help you. Think of Govinda, the essentials. Now, how do you start getting into thinking of Govinda? You have to get your infatuation out of the world. How do you do that? Then he starts analyzing. The wealth and enjoyment. He starts analyzing. What is this? These are also modification of flesh and bone, etc. etc. It goes on. So through questioning, through analysis, do you you get rid of your infatuation. Please understand. You got to do postmortem. You do postmortem, infatuation comes. You come out of that. You never do that, you never question, you never think. Then you obviously be continuing in your infatuation. And attach you lose, detach you gain. If you are attached to your children, you will lose your children. It's a law. It is a law. Now it's a very frightening law. There's a portion in Ramdita's book, lectures, he says this. He says, your children will leave you physically. They may go to some other place. Or mentally they have lost interest in you. Or they may die, or you may die. And it is a law. So this infatuation with son, wife or home. If anything that you are wedded to should be product of that wedding. Then he says, constant balance of mind in desirable and undesirable happenings. Samachittatvam ishtanishto upapattishu. In desirable and undesirable happenings, your mind should be constant, balanced. Constant balance of mind. Ishta and anishta. Now when we are not balanced, what happens? Anishta affects us. Ishta. When things that we like happens, we jump. Things that we don't like, we suffer. So real knowledge is what? Balanced. If you are able to be balanced, then you have knowledge. When will the balance come? When can you really balance? When you stand apart and watch. When you stand apart and watch. That's why you sit in meditation. What are you doing? You are focusing on your breathing. When you focus on your breathing becomes balanced. Yes or no? When you focus on eating becomes balanced. You will not overeat. Impossible. Anything if you focus and do, you will not be able to indulge in it. Balance automatically has happened. So therefore, to stand apart and watch balances. Isn't it? You get involved, you lose the balance. You got to stand apart. That ability to stand apart and watch and be balanced is knowledge. Ishta and Ishtopa, that's issue. Next verse. Mai chananya yogena, mai chananya yogena, bhakti ravya vicharini, bhakti ravya vicharini, vivikta desha sevitvam, vivikta desha sevitvam, aratirjana samsadhi, aratirjana samsadhi, mai chananya yogena, bhakti ravya vicharini, vivikta desha sevitvam, aratirjana samsadhi, mai cha ananya yogena. Ananya means other. Ananya means no other. Yoga. You are devoted to me with no other thought. So it is unswerving devotion to me. Unswerving devotion to me means not Krishna. Unswerving devotion to the self, Atma. Single-pointedly thinking about the higher self, the goal of life. A steadfast yoga, resorting to a solitary place, vivikta desha sevitvam. Resorting to solitary place, why? Why resorting to solitary place? And then he says, distaste for crowd of people. Aratir jana samsadhi. You don't understand these things correctly, you'll go berserk. Distaste for people, means what? Hate people? No. So what is he saying?
I mean non-attachment.
Yeah.
You don't need non-attachment.
See, today all of you have fallen in love with the word detachment. Nothing else to say. Only detachment. For any question I ask, detachment, did I? ultimately everything is detachment only.
Standing awareness, looking is also detachment only.
Yeah, but standing apart is not that ultimate detachment. Ultimate detachment nahi. Just at least at that moment.
So
start here, no? Start here. When you sit down and practice yoga, you are starting to watch your breathing. A small exercise. Which will end up in ultimate detachment. That is why we said do yoga. Do yoga, we are saying, not because you can become strong. It's not physical stretching. You will get benefit. That is a different benefit. The real thing about yoga is what? You will develop the ability to be awareness. Otherwise it's not yoga. Otherwise it's some physical exercise. Real yoga is to develop the ability to be awareness. You find out, when will the balance come? When you want. How do you practice that? One of the methods is yoga. The moment you fix a goal and function, some balance will come in your life. Because then you will ask, will this take me to goal? Then I will do it. Will not, then I will not. So what is my goal? When you do not have a goal, when you do not have a direction, when you do not have a mantra, the mind goes in all directions. So how do you give yourself a balance, a goal? So that's what he's saying. My, in me, you have to focus in me. There has to be a devotion to me, devotion to the higher. So vidikta desha sevitvam, resorting to a solitary place. What is this?
Can you repeat the question?
Vidikta desha sevitvam means resorting to solitary place. Why does a jnani resort to a solitary place? And how does this happen? What is the reason? And what does it mean, first of all, resorting to solitary place?
Means you withdraw your senses.
When you question everything, you will not have the same opinion of the world like the crowd. You will automatically be part of a very small group, or you will automatically be solitary. Even in a group. Are you with me? So when you are trying to remember, all these qualities are qualities of a jnani and are also practices of a person who wants to become a jnani. So how do you become a jnani? By resorting to solitary place. What? Early morning time. When you are really alone with yourself. Sit down and inquire in the scriptures. Then you will see, this is not real. All these people are running. So the crowd is there. You are not with them. You are physically with them, but mentally you are solitary. So a jnani is not hating the crowd. He is not attached to the crowd, distasteful to the crowd. The crowd he is not dependent on. Yogaratova, Bogaratova. Sangaratova, Sangavihidha. Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam. Nandati, Nandati, Nandati. Whether he is in yoga or in boga, whether he is in a group or not a group, he is happy. How does that come? We understand that crowd will be mostly not doing questioning, not questioning. Therefore, they will have their own opinions and convictions about the world. But a jnani will be all alone, completely having no value for the world. His values are different, their values are different. So vidikta desha, automatically inside you are all alone. And to reach that state, you got to get to a vidikta desha. So every now and then we go for a retreat. In fact, I'm going for a retreat tomorrow. Anybody wants to come, they can come. I'm going to the village nearby. But I think
yeah,
5 or 6.
Madhu has done on our group.
If you want to come, you can come. But
no, no, this is another one.
They have booked a bus. Bus can take about 40 people. They have 10 rooms, we can take about 20 people. We have, I think, 2 rooms or 3 rooms still available. If everybody wants to come, they can come. We are leaving at 6:15. And I will be teaching the steps of Bhajavanam. Start and complete them. Because Bhajavanam is only 31 verses. You'll have 5 lectures and there are also 2 movies.
Let us do the everything. We can't do tomorrow, but let us plan and do
it.
So anyway, I was only saying that in the context of Vivitta, I thought I'll say it later on, but now I've mentioned that to you. Why this retreat? Vivitta Seva. Basically, you get out, not to go on, just indulge there. That also you have fun also, part of it. But the main thing is what? To sit down and think. Think, think. And when you think, I'm telling you, you will become a minority. When you start thinking and functioning in this world, you will become a minority. But you will become a minority with a strong foundation. Therefore, there is no dependence on the crowd. If you become a minority with no foundation, it's a problem. Isn't it? Like when you go to some other country, you become a minority. There you are not having any foundation. That is why people who live in those kind of places, they need to have these groups in which they can become part of, you know, South Indian group, North Indian group, this group, that group. Somehow they have to become part, so that some support they get. So what he is saying is, a jnani has the support inside.
Yes.
Therefore he is ready to be alone. Basically he stands on his conviction, not on other dictation. Vivikta desha seva. So in other words, if you really want to become a jnani, meaning want to better your life in that way, you must give yourself a little time apart from the crowd and question. If you don't question, you will continue in the same conditioned way. So people don't question why. Why should you do this? Why not this? Nobody questions. As if, you know, if you are a certain age, you should get married. Otherwise, heart attack. Hey Baba, question, think. Is it? Or is it not that it's a great thing to be without marriage? Think and then decide, do whatever you want to do in life. Whichever work you take, whatever, then you will automatically be a minority. But majority goes with the flow. They have that herd instinct. They just follow mechanically. Isn't it? So that's what it is. Vivitta Seva Desha. Vivitta Desha Sevitva. Means he firstly resorts to a solitary place and questions. And by questioning, he goes into solitude. Internal solitude. Because very few people you find who understand and do anything. You like to be part, because over, you know, at least no problem will be there. Everybody is in agreement. So he says, he has distaste to the crowd. The distaste to the crowd in the sense, he is happy with himself. There is no dependence of the crowd. That's all it means. Distaste means, you don't be dependent on the crowd. Same crowd tomorrow will say, yeah, yeah, very good, when you prove it to them. Galileo said that the earth is not round and it is not flat and it is round. They stoned him to death. If the world of the people of Galileo's time did not belong to Galileo, they all now agree with Galileo. He must have the capacity to stand alone. The truth. That is the jnani. Next verse.
अध्यात्मज्ञाननित्यत्वम् अध्यात्मज्ञाननित्यत्वम् तत्त्वज्ञानार्थदर्शनम् तत्त्वज्ञानार्थदर्शनम् एतज्ज्ञानमिति प्रोक्तम् एतज्ज्ञानमिति प्रोक्तम् अज्ञानं यततोऽन्यथा अज्ञानं यततोऽन्यथा अध्यात्मज्ञाननित्यत्वम् तत्त्वज्ञानार्थदर्शनम् एतज्ज्ञानमिति प्रोक्तम् अज्ञानं यततोऽन्यथा. So now he says constancy in self-knowledge. Constantly united with the knowledge of the self. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam. This adhyatma jnana nityatvam will come if you do daily study. See, please understand, we are now talking about responsibility to children. You have a certain responsibility to yourself or not? When you say you have a responsibility to yourself, who are you? Combination of body, mind, intellect and atma. Correct? ultimately you are Atma. But at the moment you are a combination of body, mind, intellect. So you have a responsibility to your body, which you are fulfilling, most of you. Little bit of walk or yoga, conscious eating, whatever level you can do. Some amount of time is being spent in your purification and all that. For that and all you have time. Right. But the most essential aspect is what? Buddhi. Suppose if you have everything, you have wealth, you have health, but you have not mind. Do you want to be like that? You want health, you want wealth, you want everything, relationships, but you also want sanity, no? So constancy of thought of the self will come if you maintain constant contact with study of the scripture. Just like you allotted some time for your work on a daily basis, allot some time. Best time is early morning. So I've said this many times. Morning 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. Or if you are getting about 5 or 6, whatever, that time, first 1 or 2 hours, give only to yourself. Unless there's an emergency. Invest in thyself. Invest in your buddhi first, in your bhakti practices and in your body. Then get into your work. This much if you do, like he says, adhyatma, jnana nitya, you will be in constant self-knowledge. See, ultimately what is important is the 24/7 awareness. When you are driving the car, suppose I am driving the car, you are sitting there. I ask you, if you don't mind, just half a second can I doze off? Will you give me permission now? Half a second only now. After all, he is teaching Gita, half a second he wants permission to sleep. I'll give him. You say, okay, you sleep even 1 hour, but I will drive, you come and sit here. When you are driving the car, even half a second you cannot doze off. In your life, should you not have a constancy of Atma? Once, if you get involved, that is enough to take you astray. So he says, Adhyatma, Jnana, Nityatvam. Jnani has achieved that. And if you are aspiring to go to that level, you have to spend some time every day with thinking. And to think you need a text. A food for thought. Read Gita and study, reflect. Spend a half an hour, 45 minutes, can you not spend that much time? You understand? This is also actually puja. It's called Jnana Yajna. In this Yajna, who is the fire? Sorry, who is the food? You are the food. In this food, you are offering the ignorance and lighting the fire of knowledge. So this Yajna going on, you sit and study. You do not want to stop your puja. I am not saying don't stop also. You should not stop. But this puja also should cut. Jnana puja. Then perception of end of true knowledge. This is a beautiful quality. It says, Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. Always have this perception, the true knowledge. Reality versus unreal. Always have that perception. It's extremely important, that perception in life. If you do not have that perception, then you get caught in the wood. Tattva, Jnana, Artha, Darshana. Tattva, Jnana, Darshana. End of true, perception of true knowledge. What is the reality? What is real ultimately? What is the truth? So I don't get involved in all this. A Jnani has that perception. So you can practice it like, will this take me to Atma? I will do it. That's what it means. Tattva Jnana is what? Pure consciousness, unconditioned consciousness. All other is conditioned. So real knowledge you should get. He maintains that objectivity till he reaches the self. Constant perception of the self. Like a Carnatic singer, constantly identifying with that Shruti. Identifying with the Shruti, singing. Atma. All this is knowledge. This is declared to be knowledge. Means what? These 20 qualities. If you do not have these qualities, you are not a jnani. If you have this knowledge, if you have these qualities, you have knowledge. If you have humility, you have knowledge. If you have vivikta desha devitvam, you have knowledge. We are Sattva Jnana Artham, your knowledge. All this is knowledge. What is opposed to this is ignorance. Supposing you have intelligence, but you do not have humility, you don't have knowledge. Opposed to this is ignorance. You are an ignorant fellow. Doesn't matter if you are teaching Gita. If you do not have self-control, doesn't matter if you are teaching Gita, you don't have knowledge. All this is knowledge. What is opposed to this is ignorance.
Yes. Last point which is a perception of end of true knowledge is knowing all the time which are connected to Atma. No.
End of the day, end of the day, why am I here? Mm. To get there. Mm. So I never lose focus of that goal. I continue marching forward. Like Yudhishthir, in the end of the Mahabharata, he wanted to go to heaven, all of them. He was continuing. He never lost it. So many people were falling off. He said, you can follow, but I am continuing. The perception of the end should be there. Why did I get into this relationship? Why do I come to this class? To gain that knowledge and strengthen myself and reach that Atma. So, yes, while I am part of the class, once in a while we will have get together. We will have fun. But I will never allow myself to get lost in that.
Not losing focus of the
end. Tattva Jnana Darshana. Constancy of thought on the self. You know, otherwise what happens, you get involved. You see somebody, I'm not saying negatively, now I'm just giving this as an example. Now, I was sent to Middle East for teaching this. There, in one company, I used to give regularly, monthly once, a talk to their employees, you know, to the top management. So I was doing it for many years. So they liked my sessions. Of course I don't go into too much of detailed philosophy, but for them what is important for the management level, I was teaching them one of the classes, monthly ones. And once in a while these employees who listen to me, wanted to talk to me for personal advice, then they come and take that from me. The managing director saw the benefit the company was getting. Very nice person. He also attends my classes. So one day he was, you know, we both were walking on the Ganesh way. So he was suggesting to me, why don't you come regularly, you know. In a way he was trying to offer me a position in the organization. I said, see, and he was not vicious or anything. Genuinely, you see, what you don't understand is, I need this time off to reflect, to be able to go and give these talks. When I'm alone or free, even if I'm relatively sometimes watching TV, the time off is needed for the points to get consolidated so that I can go and offer this. So I'm not going to compromise the time. You understand? So that my main job for which I've come will be hampered. You should. And he understood that. Then he understood. And he thought, oh, morning you do not have class. So then, you know, you understand what I'm trying to say? So then I explained to him, then he understood. Creativity requires postponing. Productivity requires preponing. I'll talk about it some other time. Creative, you know, a creative person has to collect data and keep postponing the end result. Suddenly, out of inspiration then, the time should be there, but the last day, creative work comes out of there. Martin Luther King, when he spoke, how did he start his speech? Famous speech of Martin Luther King. I have a dream. That was not part of his original script. It was not part of his original script. He just said it on there. That is whatever was part of the original script, nobody remembers. I had a dream. How does that come? When you delay the end result, not jump in. Being organized and productive is needed in the productive area. That is what I am trying to tell you. It comes spontaneously because of collection of points and not trying to come to a conclusion in a hurry. Just leaving it so that the points get collected and spontaneously comes. Same thing happens to every one of us. Even in singing, sometimes what happens when a singer goes, like Hindustani classical or Carnatic classical, even though the same rag they have sung, Allah, you know, once you get into that, to don't know, you see this fellow has forgotten the line. When you sing the same line, go to the next line, you will say. But if you understand music, you don't want him to go to the next line. They get into that bow and then they bring out that feeling is something that is spontaneous. But how did that spontaneity come? Because of that thing that they're doing it before. You know? So if you're constantly keeping yourself busy and this thing, creativity clear time, productivity clear thing. So anyway, the point I'm trying to tell you is, when I explain to him that, he understood. So the constancy of thought, it's there at the background. I am here to get back to the self. Nothing else really matters. Now I come to teach, of course I become friendly with all of you, you become friendly with everybody, this relationship is nice, beautiful, we enjoy, but if I forget my goal and I get involved in this, what's the use? I have come into this world in the human body form. I started the lecture today. Karma, bhumi, karma body, you know, to exhaust it. So I do all that, but I continue doing this. This is my main thing. That's constancy. Is it okay? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Kayena Vacha Kayena Vacha Manasendriyaiva Manasendriyaiva Buddhyatmanava Buddhyatmanava Prakrute Swabhavat
Prakrute Swabhavat
Karomi Adhyat Sakalam Parasmai
Sakalam Parasmai
Narayana Eti Samarpayami
Narayana Eti Samarpayami.